In this fourth Sunday of Epiphany, the lectionary still has us seeking out little glimpses of God in action in the world. And the texts it gave us this week are two of the most famous Bible texts in all of Scripture. Jesus, what we just heard, preaching the famous Sermon on the Mount, and then the famous one before that is the passage from Micah. Does anyone here have a Micah 6:8 tattoo by any chance? Maybe we're not that hip a church, but it's a pretty popular tattoo if you're into the old Bible verse tattoo, and a pretty good one, too. If you're going to stick something on your skin permanently, Micah 6:8, not so bad. Matt Skinner from Luther Seminary, his whole joke about the book of Micah is, the book of Micah is a really good verse. That's a really good verse, which is kind of true because most of us don't really know very much else about Micah except for that superstar of a verse. And what's interesting about the book of Micah, I feel like it's sort of a mirror to the other passage that we heard, where Jesus is sitting up there and he's saying, God's with the people who are poor in spirit. God's with the people who are being afflicted. God's with the people who are in deep trouble. And then maybe someone sitting in their church going, well, what if I don't really feel that way? What if I feel like I have energy and I have means and I want to do something in this world? Micah 6:8 is right there in response. So you think I could get three helpers? Three youngins who want to come up here and maybe be a prop holder for me? Okay, there's one. Okay. Three prop holders? No? Come on. I mean, if Theo has to do all of the prop holding, that's fine. We'll start with one. So, of course, the top of the list on the Micah 6:8, what am I going to do if I'm going to... Yeah, you can help. Yeah. We'll give this one here. Check this out, Theo. Mime it out for us. Yeah, that's right. Maybe let the choir see. Yeah, that's right. I think it's probably safe. Oh, good, nice. It's probably safe to say that in almost any era of history, but maybe even particularly now, every time we read the news, we're like, you know what would be nice right about now? Some justice. And we want to go out into the street with our blowhorn. Having some justice would be pretty cool. There's another one here, another Micah line. Here, how about this one here? That one doesn't have as cool an Emmett. Yeah. Our NRSV translation uses the word kindness instead of mercy. Did we sing? We sang mercy, right? But kindness feels a little more accessible. If you're a child on the playground, I think kindness translates really well for you. And Noah, of course... Look at that. Come on. I'm not even going to lie. These take longer for me to color than it actually takes to write a regular sermon sometimes. And this week, Buffy helped me out. Just hold on. There we go. Yes, that's better. I'm a little more texturally accurate. That's going to be the title of my next self-help book, The Power of Why. It's going to be good. So, worthy things for us as a church to talk about, to sing about, to pray about, to preach about, to meditate about. Anything else we could do while we gather in church? Did I say sing? I think if you look through the texts of a church that make up a worship service at any given time, you will find evidence of these in our language and the way we talk about how we want to be in the world. But there's a pretty critical piece missing, and it's the part in the Micah 1 through 7 part that we're getting at. Because the guy says, what if I had the biggest church service in the whole world? And I had like the most spectacular choir, I mean, the second most spectacular choir ever, and the biggest organ ever, and the most fabulous congregation, second most fabulous congregation ever, and it was just amazing, and we talked about these things like crazy. Wouldn't that be cool? Wouldn't God be so impressed if we were the church that talked about these things more than anybody else? But there's a piece missing, obviously, once we get to Micah 6:8. I would say, here, Noah, you can hold up two signs. Now we put those together, and it changes the thing a little bit. What's that? I know I didn't steal that. There's not a neighborhood right now that's missing a sign. That's just my incredible craftsmanship. So what are we saying now? That's the end one. Walk humbly. Any of the English people who teach English know that walk is a, it's a verb. We're adding verbs to this stuff, people. Come on. Here we go. Check this one out. Look at this little guy. Oh, I forgot to draw. Oh, no, actually, no. Where does this go? Here we go, Theo. Yeah. I don't know if you can. Do. I mean, do is weird. I put a lot of do's together, and some of them look really strange, but that was the best do I could come up with. Again, another action word. Can we guess what the next one's going to be? Oh, look at that. Buffy chose that terrific pink. I would say love, kindness, another action word. Not kindness that you just talk about, kindness that you live out with action of your life. Now, if you ask me, the most tragic thing a church could ever become would be a group of people who sat around and spent time and money and energy, and they kept the heat and lights on in a building so that they could talk about being humble, they could talk about justice, and they could talk about kindness. And I think it actually is a thing that could happen to any church if they didn't pay attention to this and listen well to the scripture, because God is only impressed. God makes note when people put these things into practice. Do we need to keep standing there? Do you want to keep? You're good with it? Okay, good. They're not. This isn't too onerous. I know I made Ryan Dunch hold up that goofy candle guy for so long, I started to feel like I'd done him a disservice. Thanks for that last time. So it's my hope and my prayer for this church, and I think a lot of people would resonate, that we would be people who didn't just talk about these things. A good example was a couple, just this last week, we sat around and we talked about the fact that the report card that the Canadians have received from the Truth and Reconciliation Commission is that we haven't done such a great job of responding to the calls to action that they called us to. And there are specific calls to action for churches. And so we had Harold Rocher with us, and last week he talked about the history of the TRC. And next week, the topic is going to be, what can a church do if they don't want to just talk about these things anymore? So I think that falls under justice. Hopefully that falls under humility. Definitely hope that it falls under kindness. I would hope that as we consider these things that weigh heavy on our heart, or these things that feel like a challenge to us, that we would be people that take it always past the point of just talking about it, where these words become action words in our life. And not action words for our private, I mean, maybe they're terrific for your private little practice, but these would be the action words that would inform our conversations, the times when we gather together and have meetings, when we say, what are we going to do when we spend our money as a church? What are we going to do with this building that sits in the heart of the city? What are we going to do with our time when we volunteer and when we gather together? I hope that we would be people that do justice, that we practice kindness with love in our hearts. And the whole time we avoid the part where we congratulate ourselves for the effort. And that might be actually, that might be the trickiest part there, honestly. I don't know. So you can go sit down. I don't think we need this anymore. I'll just close this out. Unless you want to take one of those home. I don't know. That's a great decoration for your social justice themed collage somewhere. Thank you very much, helpers. Good sports. Yeah, that's right. I know that sometimes these verses feel like a bit of a scold, but I also know that there is a reason why people tattoo those verses on their bodies. Just so we're clear, I don't have that tattooed on my body. But I know that people resonate with that idea that the desires of our heart, the times we are moved, the times when we feel a need for justice in the world, if there is ever any part of us that has a voice, that has means, that has resources, that has time, that has a life to give as mortals in this world, that this would be the sort of thing that would guide our intentions and guide our practice together and shape our community life together. Amen.